Hello. I was going to say good evening, but I don't know what time it is in the UK. It's but a different time to where it is.
It's morning. It's proper morning. It's like nearly 8 o'clock in the morning.
It is like the early hours of the morning here in New Orleans. This is another episode of The Kick Out.
Episode 92.
WrestleMania weekend, day two. We promised you we'd give you another episode. Yesterday's episode was getting a lot of love. So shout out to everybody that's listened to that. So we're going to give you a rundown of the past 24 hours, which have been quite emotional.
Yes. Introduce yourself.
Oh, my name's Ace, by the way.
My name is Skillet.
My name's Tay.
Hello. And we got a special guest.
We do.
You heard his voice earlier on, confirming that it's morning in the UK time. But can we get an introduction from you?
My name is Roy Johnson.
Oi, oi. Welcome back to the show.
Hello.
You've been on the show before. We sat down and had an in-depth conversation with you after the UK championship tournament that you were part of in the WWE. How's life been since?
Still alive, still present, wrestling. So, yeah, all good.
Wicked.
All good.
you won a championship since you last saw us, right?
I won two. I won the Battle Pro Championship, which I've lost.
Oh,
but I'm in the match for it again, end of the month, so...
Who do you drop the title to?
I can't mention his name.
Okay.
You can't?
It's a story for off air.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And I am the current unprofessional wrestling champion.
Wow.
The first and current, so.
Awesome, man. Wicked. When do you defend that again?
I don't know. I defended it a couple of weeks ago, and then I'm kind of waiting to figure out when next show date is, so.
And what is coming out to WrestleMania weekend for someone like you who's grinding in the UK, like getting to see, the elite over the weekend, just walking around, bumping into wrestlers, and just like, what does that mean to you?
Well, because I've come to a lot of WrestleManias as a fan,
right.
So the whole WrestleMania experience is kind of
it's not foreign to me. Yeah.
So there's that side of it, but then I come at it now from a different angle because I'm not out here as a fan as much. Even though I'm coming out just to watch stuff, I'm still a wrestler myself. So I've still got to remain professional about how I conduct myself out here and all that sort of stuff.
Especially because I've got a chair downstairs. It's completely out of order.
He was asking for it.
He went underneath the bar. He put out some thumbtacks and you threw him into the thumbtacks. Wow. I was shocked.
He told me he ate chicken with gravy. So
we did that today.
Why?
Did what?
Ate chicken with gravy.
Did you?
I did.
Chicken and waffles covered in syrup.
Oh, it wasn't gravy.
It was syrup. Okay, syrup's all right. Well, if it was gravy, we'd have
I
to
apologize.
Have
a... It wasn't gravy.
Can everyone just know as well that Skillet's doing this podcast actually in bed?
Yes.
In my
not just
bed.
Laying in bed. He's actually under the covers,
and
ladies and gentlemen.
It's not my bed.
It's not even your bed.
It's DJ Ace's bed.
Yeah.
We're in a hotel
Skillet
room. To make
he's doing this podcast from Ace's bed.
To paint a picture to the listeners who's thinking, what the hell? We're in a hotel. We're in Hilton in New Orleans. And this is very important. It's really early in the morning and I'm tired.
I'm just in a dressing gown and my dressing gown is slightly open so you can see one half of my ball bags. It's a little bit weird. I'm not going to lie to you, ladies and gentlemen.
So let's talk about after we recorded last night's podcast, episode 91, where we had Roman Reigns and Velveteen Dream as the guests. After that episode,
We ventured out.
What a night.
Bourbon Street. And we're hopefully going to do the same after this episode too.
Oh, I'm pretty
Yeah, Flo.
You have to come. Yeah, I'm coming. Oh, trust me, I fell asleep and then went back out.
Okay, you're wild.
So we went to Bourbon Street and we had fun, didn't we, Tay?
We did indeed, yeah.
We were mingling with the wrestling fans.
Well, that was the one thing.
The whole strip was full of wrestling fans,
and it was full of wrestlers everywhere. I was impressed with the fact
we saw Liv Morgan.
There you go. Let's talk about. We said we'd talk about the people that are out on the lash. We saw Liv Morgan, Goldberg,
Kevin Nash,
Ricochet, Velveteen Dream, MVP,
the Pope, Elijah Burke,
ODB.
So ODB.
Yeah.
We saw. We're missing someone else as well. I'm thinking.
David Otunga.
David Otunga.
Rocky Romero.
These are all these...
And obviously your mates, you mates with MVP, so we had a lovely drink with MVP.
Pizzle.
MVP the man, thank you very much. So, I natched a little bit, though, and offered everybody around, including MVP's entourage. It cost me over $100. So I was natching a little bit.
You were natching a bit last night.
I was getting the Jaeger bombs out. But what a great night of MVP. And yeah, I'm in the toilets. and I'm just having a wee, as you do, and some guy behind me just went, I haven't got any money, can you pay the guy to pay the toilet attendant? So I threw a few dollars down for it, and as I was walking out, I realised it was Elijah Burke, the Pope.
That's crazy.
And I was like, Jesus Christ. He was like, yeah, it's me, motherfucker. And I was like, mate, I didn't pay that, because he said, nah, that's why I like you, man, you didn't know it was me.
Yeah.
And then he came and had a nice picture done with me and Tay, and we had a nice chat, lovely chat.
Yeah, that was nice.
Talking with everybody outside.
Tay got really upset last night.
Yes, she did.
I think Tay got too upset, in my opinion.
But you was on my side. I was on your side. Until you sobered up, and then you was like, actually...
I was on your side, but then I thought about it, and...
I'm not even that mad about Avon anymore, to be fair.
Kayfabe needs to be important again.
Okay.
Oh, I get that, I get that.
Go far away, Tay, go on then.
Okay, so I saw Velveteen Dream. So he was coming into the club. And I was like, okay, so we've spoken to him this morning. We had an interview with him, and he was, you know, in his character. So I was like, okay, well, we're outside the interview scene. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. So I was like, okay, can I get a picture? He's like, I can't take pictures. There might be kids around. I'm like, what fucking kids are around? We're in a club.
At 4 in
you
the
have
morning.
To drink, you have to be 21 to drink in America. I was like, what kids?
And then he kind of just fobbed us all off,
yeah,
didn't he?
So he kind of walked past, and then I saw Ricochet, and I was like, Ricochet's coming in. So we got Ricochet. Ricochet was taking pictures.
He's a very striking man.
And then Velveteen came back, gave us some kind of like dirty look, like, walked out, came back in, saw us with Pope, gave us another look like, and walked out again. I was like, okay, dick.
I feel like Velveteen Dream is going to be one of those wrestlers that will have stories to come for years to come, kind of like Prince, where he's like mysterious and weird.
Are we impressed that he stayed in character at 4 in the morning?
100%.
I'm very impressed. You all got worked.
Sorry. Yeah, we were working. Hanging around with his young Oriental friend.
He's a wrestler.
Oh,
he's actually Brazilian.
Oh, is he?
Mm-hmm. What's his name?
He's part of the performance center as well.
Do you know his name?
No.
I like to give people shout outs on this show.
Yeah.
We can't shout him out though.
No.
Okay. Shout out to the other guy. The guy behind the guy behind
but
the guy.
He's like Oriental Brazilian, I don't know.
Big shout out to Velveteen Dream. I mean, we're going to
work an absolute talent.
Yeah,
very over as
outstanding
well.
Tonight as well. We'll talk about it in a bit. But what a what a night, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, he put shit in tonight.
Is it weird to see comparisons to Shawn Michaels when I think of him? Is
why?
That weird?
Where's that from?
I don't know. I just think of Shawn Michaels when I think of Velveteen Dream. Not that he wrestles like Shawn Michaels. Far from it. Michaels is one of the all-time greats. I'm not saying
is it the assless chaps?
I just there's something about him that reminds me of Shawn Michaels, and I don't know why.
Maru like listed like about 8 wrestlers today. Because I watched the NXT takeover from the hotel room, so I was listening to.
Yeah, where were you actually?
You guys were there. Yeah.
We actually thought you were going to be in Undisputed Era.
No, it was.
So you'd be like, oh my god,
would you have lost your shit if it was me?
I would have went crazy.
DJ Ace, baby. At the end of the night, yeah, Skillet gets pulled by Triple H, and you're all on your tod.
Yeah,
sorry.
I did well though.
You did. I did well. You represented.
Your boy swam.
Of course, I'm letting you swim.
Didn't sink.
Yeah, but he listed about 8 wrestlers. None of them were Shawn Michaels.
What did he mention?
So he mentioned Goldust.
Who's
yeah,
this?
Of course. Yeah.
Maro.
Right.
Comparison to Velveteen. Yeah,
was Rick Rude though?
Rick Rude had to be in that.
He didn't say Rick Rude.
Wow.
He said Freddie Blassie.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
What else did he say?
He said Prince.
No, he
Prince
didn't say Prince. He said Goldust. Did I say Goldust already?
Yeah.
Androgynous.
They were all like really old school wrestlers.
Ambiguous.
He was kind of. It's more like the pretty flamboyant wrestlers.
You're forgetting already, aren't you?
Yeah.
But he said Gorgeous George.
He said Gorgeous George.
Did he say? So he didn't say Rick Rude.
No.
So he said Gorgeous George. He said.
Did
he
say
said,
Michaels? Did you say he said Michaels?
He didn't say Michaels.
So he said Goldust. Adrian Street.
He probably said Adrian Adonis.
I don't remember. But I know he didn't say Shawn Michaels. Like Goldust.
Don't tell me he said
Goldust was the
Johnny B. Badd.
Goldust was the most recent wrestler that
he didn't
mentioned.
Say Mark Merrow, did he? Johnny B. Badd.
No,
I don't think they ever mentioned Mark Merrow.
No,
they?
No.
But that's why I'm saying it's quite interesting that you said Shawn Michaels because Merrow didn't say. Shawn
I just
Michaels.
Don't know why.
Maybe it's just you.
I think it is just you.
And I don't want
the
people.
Elbow drop. What about it? Might be maybe, elbow drop.
No, the elbow's more savagey, wasn't it? It's more of a savage elbow drop than a Michaels elbow drop.
Talking of assless chaps, okay. If you cut off my bottom, I'd be an arseless chap. I'm looking dead at Ace's eyes when I said that. I'm looking dead into Ace's
he's
eyes.
Never too bad early for bad
all right.
Jokes.
So after we got hammered and pretty much drunk, Ace mate Raiden.
shout out to Raiden.
Shout out to Raiden, man. She was beautiful though.
Right. Who's Raiden?
Just a beautiful woman.
She better have something for us tonight.
Eric, can we move on?
Yeah.
This sounds really bad.
It sounds dodgy than it is.
It sounds worse than it is, guys.
We were just talking about weed.
Good, clean, wholesome boys and gals.
I wasn't out with these lot last night.
Yeah. But Roy, you're going to join us after this podcast.
Yeah,
maybe not now.
I'm not involved in these stories though. but carry on.
So we go back to the hotel.
Yeah,
and we all made love.
Oh my God! No, we didn't.
We did not.
Did we not?
That looks bad with me.
Also, I like to say I wasn't here at that point. So it could have happened. It might not have happened, but I wasn't here. So
I'll be honest. The last 24 hours were quite hazy for me. You know?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
What's that?
We woke up super late.
We got in at six.
Oh, we have to talk about the $5.
This guy just walked up to us. Hey guys, you want to come in the strip club? $5. And what did he have, Skillet?
Black titties.
He had the black titties.
Prime time.
He saw me. He was like $5, and he saw these guys. He was like, I got them black titties.
Oh, what was great was the DJs playing Wolfpack NWO in the street and everybody dancing, crip walking to NWO. One of the greatest themes of all time.
Hello, I was thinking I might come into your establishment. I was just wondering, do you have, by perchance, some black titties? Yeah, I got them black titties, $5. Because I'm only coming in if you've got them black titties.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's a must.
You have to understand, New Orleans, very much WCW country as well.
Really?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Very much.
I was impressed to see Goldberg bounding down the middle of the street.
Yeah.
Kevin Nash, you know, two sweeting people and stuff out. Yeah. Outstanding.
It was nice.
Slowly.
And I can't believe they were out at 6 in the morning and then they performed that ladder match today.
Well, Ricochet was that. Oh, yeah, Velveteen Dream too. Yeah,
outstanding.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you guys want to get to it then?
I'm going to ask you, sir.
Roy, what have you been up to? 10 questions.
Are you ready? Before you do that, Flu, can we just find out, Roy, what you've been up to?
Yeah,
last 24 hours.
Yeah.
I went to GCW. Yeah, Joey Janela, Spring Break.
How was that?
It happened. Like, there was wrestling. It wasn't my kind of wrestling.
Oh, really?
The people were into it and stuff. It just wasn't my grasp.
How would I know that name, Joey Janela?
I don't know either. I don't know why you. I mean, he's a name in wrestling.
No, I've heard the name. I think I don't know.
Yeah, he's very very popular. I think his kind of style of wrestling is very much kind of out there, wacky stuff. So
the voodoo doll. Yeah, I heard someone had a voodoo doll this week. And then,
oh, that was in progress today.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That kind of stuff, just like...
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Which is still awesome for some people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But yeah, this show wasn't for me. It's like they had loads of wacky stuff, and then some of the matches for my taste were a bit over the top.
Yeah.
Like, the main event was... They're just trying to kill each other, basically. It was
right.
Like, yeah, too much of that.
Like light tubes and all that shit.
No, it wasn't even that. That stuff, like deathmatch wrestling, is cool and... Well, it's not, again, it's not my kind of thing, but yeah. It's kind of, is it actually a lot safer than it looks? Whereas this was last night, people like taking, or doing like senton bombs to the outside and missing the table and hitting concrete and that sort of stuff.
So who did the backflip pedigree? Which event was that? Did you see that on Twitter?
That was on Ricochet, wasn't it?
No. It was over this weekend. Someone did like this.
Oh, off the top rope?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was at Joe Dinner's.
It was indeed. Oh, that's insane.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. It's like the...
Maybe that's where I heard the name. There you go.
Yeah. It's like the Dumbo Arden Hook Canadian Destroyer, which off the top, which is...
Shout out to P.D. Williams.
So there you go. What for you, tell us what you think wrestling is.
For me, wrestling's like moments for me. I never remember like moves that happen in matches.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, obviously the stuff I've kind of mentioned from last night is just because it's fresh from last night, but...
Yeah.
I'll go home and in a week I will have forgotten about it. Whereas things like moments, like stuff from tonight, for example,
mm-hmm.
like the Ciampa Gargano match, there'll be stuff in that I'll remember for years because mm-hmm. it's like emotive stuff.
Yeah, storytelling.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
And there'll probably be loads of stuff tomorrow that I'll remember for years as well. So.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
What are you looking forward to the most tomorrow?
Match-wise, or...?
Well, again, moment. Were you just saying, what are you hoping for tomorrow? What are you looking forward to?
AJ and Shinsuke.
Yeah.
Just because they've had, like, outstanding matches elsewhere, and it'd be good to see them kind of come full circle and do it at WrestleMania. That'd mm-hmm. be quite cool.
And who do you think's going over?
I don't know. I like not having an idea of I like, not that if either of them wins, it's not going to be a surprise, but it's just like I like to not have an idea of who's going to win when I go into stuff.
You think Taker's going to show?
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, 100%.
As Taker or the American
I think as American Badass.
Or Mark Calloway, yeah.
But I have no idea, but they wouldn't talk about him so much
if he wasn't
going to come. Mm-hmm. That'd be like the ultimate slap in the face if he didn't come. So,
And who is Braun's special partner?
You, innit?
Yeah.
That's why...
Cats out the bag.
He was talking strategy with Braun.
Cats out the bag.
You're doing rehearsal, innit? Vince walked you through how you're going to do it. So the lights are going to go out. Then you hit the scratching. Yeah,
that's what happened yesterday when Sheamus elbowed me in the head. It was all part of it. We're selling it.
That's right.
See? Started it. You don't know that. You don't know idea. No idea.
I can't remember who I was talking to about it today, but everyone had different ideas and stuff. And
I like that though. I like the fact that I think like with the Undertaker thing, we're all pretty certain he's going to be there. Mm. With like Braun's partner, we have no idea.
No idea.
That's why I think it's a risk though, because if it is, even though you know you've got to love him, you've got to respect him. If it is Big Show or someone like that, I think the crowd's going to kind of go, oh.
Can you imagine
if
Undertaker does show up against
Shaq?
No.
Okay. If Undertaker, I think it's Shaq.
Undertaker does show up to face
Jeff. It's Shaq!
It's not Shaq.
I've worked it out!
It is not Shaq.
Sorry.
The Undertaker will show up against John Cena.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be Mark Calloway.
Huh?
What? It's not going to be Undertaker, you mean?
Yeah, maybe that. Have you ever thought about that? I guess no one's ever thought about that.
That's a shit. That's
who's gone missing recently? Who's been billed to be the next Undertaker?
Bray.
Nah.
No.
He did fall into the Lake Minnetonka.
The Lake Minnetonka. The Lake reincarnation.
Yeah.
He could be
Bray and Cena already had him for so many matches. Am I lying?
Bray. No, they have. Bray Cena has already. Yes, Bray
and
Wyatt.
It was here.
No, you're right. Bray Wyatt and John Cena's had a. Yeah. But not to Bray Undertaker.
What, that's not what they're going to call him then.
Under Wyatt.
Bray Undertaker.
Skillet hasn't had much sleep. He's been drinking intermittently.
I'm just fucking.
Or are you joking?
No Brundertaker.
I'm joking.
We don't want the Brundertaker today.
That we thought, oh, we didn't even talk about that. The demon turning up. Will Finn. We didn't even think of that, did we?
Yeah, he has to. Has
to. It's WrestleMania.
He's winning, isn't he?
No.
Probably.
No.
Yeah, probably.
Because the other
thing, I think Finn's right. If Finn's coming out as the demon, he's going to win.
And the other thing we're thinking, everyone's talking about Miz breaking this record, but it's not a straight run. He could lose the title and get it back in a couple of weeks and do the last couple of weeks and then break the record.
Exactly.
So it's
Miz is going to retain.
No, he's not.
He is.
Okay, should we talk about NXT Takeover New Orleans? It was in the smoothie. Was it the
Smoothie King?
These names are hilarious.
Mm-hmm. What is sponsored by Smoothie King, is it?
Yeah, I know, but
did
it's
anybody
just
have a smoothie?
Have some integrity, guys.
No,
none.
America.
No one's had a smoothie. No one had a smoothie.
Oh, could we have Smoothie Kings tonight?
No,
open 24/7.
Oh no.
Smoothie Kings are just normal smoothies. I don't think there's alcohol in them.
There was a pre-show as we got it. Obviously, unfortunately, Ace couldn't make it. Ace vowed that he will set his alarm to wake him up half an hour later, so he will join us at the Smoothie King Center half an hour later. Obviously, that didn't happen. So I watched NXT by myself.
Yeah, because Skillet is obviously the talent, and he was in row like 3, and me and Tay were in row 333.
Oh,
yeah.
He's bad.
Mm-hmm. I was fuming though because
it wasn't a bad scene, because
those seats next to me obviously wasn't probably. So, I mean, they probably were saved for press, probably. But
we snuck down and watched the main event.
You guys could have just watched it with me, man. I was vexed, man.
We were sat amongst some mugs.
Why?
Yeah, they were doing that. You know, I understand that everybody should get involved, and it's all about having fun. But we had the guy behind us doing the 1-2 sweet and 1-4 and yes, this is awesome, everything. This is awesome, and he just wouldn't stop. And he spat on Tay, spilled his beer on me. We had to tell him in no uncertain words to fucking do one in the end. But then we realised he might be a bit simple, so we felt a bit mad.
That's the second fight that you almost got into this weekend.
Right.
Flew and kicked someone's ass in a bike.
No, I did it. My chair slid, And this guy was a big old chap, and I think he'd been roided up because he was moody and his mates weren't doing nothing. And I just said, sorry about that. And he was like, you hit me with a chair, motherfucker. I didn't hit you with a chair. The chair slipped. I apologised. He was like, you should have apologised first. I went, I did apologise. Fucking calm down. He was like, you fucking calm down. And then I put the middle finger right in his face and he did nothing.
He did nothing.
So, yeah.
I was really impressed with that.
And then Skillet turned up because we calmed it down. And then Skills turned up. So we've calmed it all down because he's not doing anything. I'm not doing anything because the cops here, I've got guns. Yeah. So fuck that.
And most of the people in the bar probably had guns too.
Yeah, exactly. And then Skills went, who was it? Who was it? Which one of these motherfuckers was it? And I was like, Skills, it's settled now. Was it? And then he's like, was it this motherfucker? And I was like, Skills, leave it, for God's sake.
He's lied to me and said, no, they left. I said, why are you lying?
We were like, yeah, they're gone.
And I was like, I know you're lying, but I can't argue this point.
But it's just the way he said, you hit me with a chair. I said, I didn't hit you with a chair, you twat.
Apparently, they said that I got drunk, right, and started doing elbow drops on my jacket.
You did. Yeah. You did. I was nature.
This is lies they tell. I tell you this.
You and me were both dropping elbows on your jacket.
In fact,
if I remember rightly, you and me dropped an elbow on the jacket, and MVP went, "What's wrong with these motherfuckers?"
Yeah, I love MVP. MVP had a really weird. We had a really weird conversation. We were talking about wrestling, and then we started talking about Hall of Fame. Then we started talking about the real motherfuckers in wrestling, and then somehow we start talking about racial injustice.
That's when I left the conversation.
Why does racial injustice make you feel uncomfortable, Flu?
Because I think it's terrible. I think it's bloody awful. Someone came up to me and said, "What do you think of it?" And I went, "It's bad."
It is.
Oh, well, that's the other thing I said. I went to MVP. I went, because Velveteen Dream went past and blanked us all. And I went, is he always like this? And he went, look at my beard, motherfucker. I'm an old man. I don't know this young prick.
But he does. Okay, so let's talk about NXT. The kickoff show started off with Lacey Evans versus Kairi Sane. Did anybody see this match?
I did not. I was in the gym.
Okay.
With Rusev.
Oh, yeah, you were in the gym with Rusev.
How was that?
He was spotting you, right?
Yeah.
There you go. Tell the story, man.
The story is, I can confirm that Rusev Day is actually Chest and Shoulders Day.
Okay.
So,
what's he like though as a dude? He seems like
he's really cool. Really nice guy. Like, I don't like to bother people, but I actually needed a spot on the bench, so I had to ask him because he was the only one there. And he's just like, oh, okay. He looked at the bar and was like, so what are you going to do? 40, 50 of those? And then I was just like, I don't know, 8. I think I just about got to 8, so before he lifted the bar.
That's what these guys do, right? They push you to like 40 and 50 reps and stuff like that.
No, I just think he was
taking a piss,
saying it wasn't a lot of weight.
Yeah, he's quite funny.
Yeah, but yeah, he's a nice guy, so that was cool.
He's gonna get a huge pop tomorrow.
He's gonna get a massive pop.
I think he could move him to the next level, man. I think the crowd. I haven't heard many, you know, New Day rocks. I've heard there was a CM Punk chant tonight, and there was loads of Rusev Day chants, wasn't there?
There was when I was leaving NXT tonight, they were singing the Rusev and Lana song.
Lana is the best. That's the one, yeah. Lana's number one.
Yeah.
What's that?
I heard them singing it yesterday.
From the Mixed Match show.
Yeah, from Mixed Match. Okay.
I haven't even heard that. Okay, right, yeah.
You're missing out. You need to watch it. It's good stuff.
I have a bunch of...
It's good stuff.
I saw the footage kind of wrestling. The referee just going up to Miz and just going like, you and Oscar are going over. And he was like, oh, thank you. And I was like, they should probably turn the mics down a little bit, yeah.
What did you think of the Kairi Sane match, guys?
Didn't watch it.
You were in the stadium?
No, you weren't.
You were?
Oh, we didn't get to our seats by then.
Oh.
Yeah, we were queuing up for a bit.
It was cool. It was nice. It felt like Kairi Sane, you know, she's over with the crowd and stuff. She's doing good stuff.
She's really good.
Yeah, she's amazing. After that, it was Tito Sabatelli, Riddick Moss versus Heavy Machinery.
Ash is eating mash. Ace is eating a mashed potato with a lid.
I'm just watching to see if it goes on the bed covers.
Oh, sorry, but the irony is my real name is Ashley.
Oh, there you go.
But you didn't know that. Yeah.
Wait, whose room is this?
Me and me.
To be honest with
you, okay, so this none of us are really living here. We don't live here.
They've gone out.
Is it like ransacked somebody's room?
Yeah. They're going to be pissed.
Just because you smell like fried chicken and there's mashed potato on the bed.
So Heavy Machinery versus Tito Sabatelli and Riddick Moss, it ended in a no DQ and War Machine showed up.
What are they called now?
They're now called the War Raiders.
Right.
Why did you?
Yeah, you did say they're going to change.
Why do you think? Why is that? Because too many machines now.
It's heavy machinery.
Heavy machinery.
Oh, of course, yeah, yeah.
War machine, probably connotations with. It might inflict with their deal with Disney maybe one day. Probably just keep it away.
It was much of a much as this one, wasn't it? Yeah.
I mean, it was nice. I popped when War Raiders came out. Very cool.
Yeah. Impressive stuff.
Excited to see what's going to happen in NXT after Mania, which is not going to be this week, it'll be the week afterwards.
Do you think that you'll ever get to see War Machine and then you guys against Officer Pain?
Down the line, yes. Obviously, Officer Pain is going to move up now. Well, I could be wrong about that, but I think they will move up now. And I think that match will probably be saved for main roster time, not NXT. I could be wrong, though. I could be wrong. All right, episode. Match number one. It's kicked off straight away with the ladder match, like you called it, Flew. You said that on the way here.
Yes,
I didn't think it would.
Kick off the weekend with a bang.
Wow, what a match.
What a match.
That's amazing.
Six-way ladder match to crown the new North American champion. We've had Killian Dane, Lars Sullivan, Adam Cole, Velveteen Dream, Ricochet, and EC3. Coming to you first, Roy. Your thoughts on this match?
It was crazy. It was the best ladder match that I've ever seen, I think.
Like live, you mean? Not like you've ever seen.
Are you talking better than WrestleMania, was it 19?
Yeah, better than that.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, WrestleMania 19, you mean 17, you mean?
Sorry, yeah. Whichever one that Edge did the
spear. The TLC.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't think it was better than the TLC.
That's your opinion. You're entitled to it.
Do you think this match that you saw today?
Yeah, yeah.
You're not sure. You're just saying that because you just watched it and you might be a bit excited. You go back on it, you might not think the same.
Dude, he repped 40 today. I don't know what it means, but I wouldn't fuck with him.
I'll have to watch the two together, but I still think today's was the best ladder match I've ever seen. So
it was a great match.
It was incredible.
It was. Any memorable spots, Blue?
Velveteen Dream's big elbow. The two big fellas both doing like choke slam things through the ladders on the side.
Velveteen Dream doing the Dreamer driver.
When they do the backflippy, star sip flippy, what's it called? Thing Mark Merrow used to do.
Shooting star press.
The shooting star
press. The shooting from the Liger move.
And he over jumped it. And they almost didn't catch him. That was incredible. And the best thing Ricochet did was when they were pushed the ladder and he did the backflip off the ladder.
Yeah.
Incredible. What a dude.
Yeah, he's some athlete.
He's incredible. He's athlete. He's got that Michael Jordan, not quite sure how he stays up that long kind of thing.
That's right. Airtime. Crazy.
Yeah.
Ace, who's your MVP of this match?
I really liked Ricochet.
Yeah. I felt they did a good job of making everybody look strong.
Yeah.
Well, apart from EC3, maybe.
Yeah, I don't think EC3...
EC3 took most of the moves.
Yeah, I don't think he would... he didn't look as that strong.
But they did a good job of making Lars Sullivan look good.
Yeah.
He had some funny spots Killian on Dane. EC3, didn't he? When he did the Adam Cole baby.
That was hilarious. EC3, yeah, that was baby. Sick. Yeah, that
and
was
And just
sick.
The expressions on his face. I really enjoy... I'm not super aware of his work, but I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, he's really good.
He's really good.
I was going to say before we started that I think Velveteen Dream oversells a little bit sometimes.
Well, there was that bit when he actually did, didn't he? One of it, he something disappeared for a bit. Something happened. They went and checked him. What were you saying, eh? Sorry. But
no, I think there's a little bit too much going on in his face sometimes where it's like,
right,
chill out. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, he's only 22. So
only 22.
Do you know what I mean? He's got
a big boy,
Yeah, he's a big boy. But yeah, Ricochet was my MVP.
And Tay, your MVP?
EC3 made a fan out of me, so I'll say him.
There you go.
You were going to say EC3 was for your MVP at this match?
Yeah, because he made a fan out of me.
Yeah.
Not that he was the greatest person in the match, but I appreciate him a lot.
So you're going to disrespect Ricochet like that? You're going to disrespect...
I really like Ricochet. Right. I liked everyone in it, but you asked me who my MVP was.
Doing this thing weekend.
EC3 made a fan out of me, so EC3 is my MVP.
If you disagree with Skillet's opinion this weekend, you're getting right shitty with us.
Oh my God.
See?
Place for opinions.
Exactly.
Well, that's not really her opinion, though. It's not. She didn't listen to the question that I asked. I asked who your MVP was of the match, not who your favorite is of the match.
She didn't
She said that. Anyway, so Ricochet stole the match. In my opinion, he was fantastic.
So he steal the match for everyone. And I think so. We all must. Everyone. We all must pick Ricochet.
And
now.
I think Velveteen Dream did a great job.
I swear you haven't asked me this question.
You did. You mentioned it. Said Ricochet. Right. What did you say?
You didn't ask the question.
You didn't.
Okay.
I said your favorite moments. That's what I said.
Yeah.
Who's the MVP?
Ricochet.
That's what I thought.
EC3 is
fantastic,
amazing.
But he didn't really do much in this match.
I already knew how amazing EC3 is.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was intrigued to see what Ricochet would do, whether he'd be like toned down or whatever, but he was just amazing. So
I thought the Adam Cole pop.
I think Cole.
Yeah. Oh, actually, no, Adam Cole.
Cole was brilliant too.
Because I thought EC3 was going to win. You said something very interesting about Adam Cole winning.
Yeah, so. I wasn't aware of this because I didn't understand why there was another belt, because I thought this NXT doesn't need like a mid-card belt, because it's it's not really, but it is a developmental brand still. But like this new title, I found out yesterday, it's going to be like the UK title, in how the UK title has been defended in places like Progress and ICW and other places, other indies. I think the plan for this North American title was for them to defend it at American indie shows. So awesome. Where they've had this tournament access, and you've had people like Keith Lee, for example, in qualifying matches for it. I think what the plan is for them to take that belt and defend it at places like Evolve and
Wicked.
And Adam Cole's worked with a bunch of these.
Adam Cole's got he's got a big name in the indies. So yep. Having him represent the WWE. In the indies is quite, it makes sense basically. Yeah. So.
And you got confirmation on this, or is this what you think?
I can't remember who said this to me.
So this is not confirmation. This is not confirmed.
Well, I don't know.
Okay, so this might this might be in the. Okay.
Sorry about a really rude host.
I'm not being rude. I'm asking him a question. I'm asking, do you have confirmation? That's a normal question to ask. I'm not being rude.
He's turned into a news reporter now.
I'm just asking. We're saying stuff on a podcast. So I want to make sure what you're saying. Is this speculation or is this confirmation? That's what I want to know.
I'm sat in the corner of the hotel room getting grilled now.
You guys are too sensitive. Anyway, let's move on.
That's
wow. You are. Ember Moon versus Shayna Baszler.
Hell of an entrance from Ember Moon.
Yeah, the band was amazing. What's the name of the band again?
Black Titties.
$5. Yeah, the band was amazing. When you hear a theme song live, sometimes it doesn't really work out.
It's exactly what happened to me. I said to Tay, I didn't know I liked this theme song until I heard it live.
It was incredible. It was better than the actual audio.
I don't know, I like that song.
No, I'm not saying, I like the song too. I'm just saying, I heard it live and I
take it to a new level.
I appreciated it more.
Yeah.
I think they were really good.
Good match.
This is a good match. Solid. Obviously, it couldn't follow the ladder match, obviously.
Doing the stunner off the top rope to the outside, though, that's going to take years off your career, man. That's spine shitty stuff. I think.
I love the fact that you mentioned that with that, but never mentioned that at all with the ladder match. all the bumps that you saw. Oh, that was great. One little stun off the top. Oh my god, that's good.
There's something about landing on your asshole.
Ass bumps aren't very nice.
Yeah, they?
No, I know. Look, neither are back bumps. And
you'd think the leg drop is a relatively simple move, but he fucked himself, didn't he?
Yeah, it's true. But look at the way Hardy's walk today.
But what we were saying, yeah, obviously she's slightly older, so they have to get going with her. So I think it was the right move. Nice ending as well. I like
she's
doing it,
and she's like you said, you mentioned it earlier today. She's legitimate. You know what I mean? Yeah. She's convincing as a champ, as a wrestler, as a champion. So she's doing good work at such a short time. And I think Ember Moon's ready anyway to go up to the main roster now.
So. It was weird. Rousey was out at the beginning, and then she left, and then she came back at the end. So it kind of called when the end of the match was going to happen.
Yeah, she annoys me.
Rousey, yeah.
Rousey annoys me. But what did you think of the match, Roy?
I actually didn't see the match.
Oh, yeah, because you were still in the gym.
No, I realized at that point I hadn't eaten after the gym, so this I went guy, to get man. Some food. But
what could you eat in that stadium that would... aid to your body.
I knew I was going to be fussy about what I ate, so I went all the way around.
Oh my god!
And then went downstairs, went all the way around, and then I found somewhere did nice mac and cheese.
Okay, I guess it was worth it.
I made the mistake of having the nachos covered in seafood.
Oh no!
Oh no!
Yeah, I've never heard of that before.
Been shitting through the eye of a needle. Crayfish.
I did watch the end, actually, because I realised I could get network up.
Oh, you smashed it.
I was the only person who thought about that.
Yeah, genius. Yeah. Tony Stark's over here. Flew, did you like the match?
I did. I thought, yes, yeah, solid. I mean, I think it was a really good match, but maybe the worst match on the card.
I agree.
But outstanding match.
Tay?
Yeah, same.
Flew?
That's Ace.
I mean, Ace.
That is so racist.
Sorry. Ace in the chair.
Oh, yeah, because you're still throwing up in the toilet with Braun Strowman. As this man was talking about, yeah, that's great. Great choreography. That's how you're going to get introduced tomorrow. All right.
Tomorrow, I want you to be sexually ambiguous. Ace.
Ace.
Ace and Braun.
What episode? Fuck is wrong with me today?
You're tired, man.
When I'm tired, I'm cranky, and so if I do get a bit cranky, guys, I'm not apologising.
No, of course, no.
You know,
I'll stop talking then.
You guys are very sensitive.
What's the next match?
It's also a bit late for that. No.
Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't rude.
I've already experienced it. Yeah.
I was just teasing Tay. I like teasing Tay.
The tag match.
Oh yeah. So this is probably my highlight of the night, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So we had the Dusty Rhodes Classic final. Mixed in with the tag team title match, we had Orvis the Pain versus the Undisputed Era versus Pete Dunne and Roderick Strong. Now, I made a prediction ages ago that Roderick Strong was going to join the Undisputed Era, but then it kind of delayed things and it didn't really come to fruition. But I guess, I don't know why I didn't see this coming. Like, this is so obvious that he was going to turn heel and join. So, we saw a heel turn happen with Roderick Strong.
And I said I was going to put you over, Skills. I don't watch Ring of Honor, other than I go back and research and watch matches. I've never quite understood the appeal of
the Undisputed Era.
Sorry. But tonight, I got it. Yeah. Tonight, I was really impressed with all of them. I loved the bit at the end when he took the wristband and put it on his elbow, and the other two looked shocked. And then it just, maybe just watching them live, I got to see the little things they do, and tonight they got over with me.
And all four of them looked great together up there, didn't
they?
Yeah. Like a proper NWO faction, you know?
Love a faction, man. And even the music.
The music's amazing.
I wasn't keen on the music, but even tonight, I think just seeing it live, I went, I get it now. So, Skills, I apologise.
That's okay.
Pretty damn good.
You know, Tay will apologise to me next week when she says, oh yeah, you're right, Ricochet was the MVP of that match.
The only thing I'm worried about them is they strike me as the type that will go to the main roster and Vince won't fancy him because they're a bit small. That's the only thing I'd say.
So they need
to stay at NXT.
I don't know.
They need to stop having it as the builder brand and have it as the third brand.
Do you know how many small wrestlers there are in WWE right now? Like, a lot. So, you say that.
But they're smaller, though, aren't they?
Then who? They're about the same size as Bryan, same size as Owen, Daniel same size Bryan's as Zayn.
And Kevin Owens. And
same size as AJ Styles, same size as AJ Styles. They're all quite small guys. They're all about the same size. All these guys, all these Ring of Honor collective, they're all about the same size.
Well, fingers crossed. Like you say, I'm not. I wish.
Same
well.
Size as Aleister Black. I same size don't. As Gargano. Same size as Ciampa. Same size. They're all the same size.
Again,
mm-hmm.
I'm not the same size as me because I've benched with Russo.
You go, so. You go, Roy. You let him know.
But another great match. I thought Pete Dunne was awesome.
I thought Pete Dunne was great. Roderick Strong was great. I felt. Kyle O'Reilly was the man of the match.
Yep.
He put in a great shift. And Orvis the Pain did their part, you know. So, yeah. And fantastic heel turn. The crowd was shocked. The crowd was shocked in two reasons. Because they thought, oh, Roderick Strong just turned heel.
I thought it was a mess up.
They didn't realise that.
Because it was done so quickly. Yeah. And they didn't sell it at all. It just happened. Obviously, they had that little push and shove earlier.
Right.
Awesome, though.
But I was so surprised the crowd didn't get that he joined Undisputed straight away.
Yeah.
They only got it afterwards.
Well, we mentioned this earlier. I didn't think that was that obvious.
It was so obvious.
To but you, because you planned your head. Exactly.
No, but not even just that.
And also, you've seen it all.
Yeah, I know. I'm a wrestling fan and whatnot. But even the hint they dropped in the beginning when Adam Cole was, like, injured. You knew something was happening. You knew someone was going to join.
I thought someone else was joining, but I could have sworn someone told me they just signed another Ring of Honor guy who was in that faction. I could have sworn I heard that.
And I hope it's Matt Taven. And
that's speculation.
And they might bring back Mike Bennett. But they ain't done that with Mike Bennett. Uh-huh. They might as well put him back to NXT and make him join Undisputed too. I don't know.
And did you say Jay Lethal was a member as well or something?
No, I said Jay Lethal could be a member because he's a Ring of Honor.
Right.
You know.
But awesome. There wasn't a bad match tonight. Another great match.
Yeah, that was a fantastic match. Ace, what did you think? Didn't see it. Okay. match number four was the world NXT title match. It was Fearless Boy, Aleister Black versus my boy, Andrade, Cien Almas. Tay, going to you first. What did you think of this match?
It was an amazing match. Aleister Black had some amazing spots in it. So did Almas, actually.
I think Almas was flawless in this match.
Yeah.
I think Black made a few errors. Black was great. He's a great wrestler, so he's going to do good things.
I noticed about Black, Aleister Black did make a couple of errors, but he was very good at covering them.
Yeah.
But I would agree with you, Almas was flawless. Absolutely, it was an incredible match.
Yeah.
And I mean, just when you thought, well, it's going to be really tough because the ladder match was amazing, they somehow just kept, they paced it well. It was amazing. Yeah. And the spin kick while he's holding his wife at the end.
Yeah, amazing. Well, it's not his wife. It's not his
missus,
wife.
Sorry.
It's not even his missus.
His valet.
It's his valet.
His valet.
I feel like it's valet. My news.
It's not his valet. It's just like a manager.
In storyline, though, isn't it his missus?
No.
Oh, I do apologise. I apologise, everybody. Especially the skillet.
You should apologise to Austin Aries, mate. They're not together anymore, are they?
Oh, really?
I don't know.
I think that shit might have sailed, you know.
You should apologise to her, Zelina Vega.
Yeah, apologise to her.
Sorry, Zelina Vega.
She's not listening.
Oh.
She was great too.
She's always amazing. Yeah, she's always amazing. And what I loved about today is that I think this is the first time you probably heard some Andrade chants.
Yeah.
You've always had appreciation for Andrade and whatnot, but I think he's finally getting some chance now.
And
so.
Even a couple of boos for Aleister Black because people so love... So what do we think? He's going up to the main roster now.
Listen, I like Black, yeah? You can't deny how great of a talent Black is. But I don't know, man. I just feel I'm kind of bored of the whole undefeated streak. I don't think
he suffer his first loss recently?
No, he lost in a four-way and Gargano pinned him. In terms of single, I don't think he's someone that should have an undefeated streak because he's quite small and whatnot. You know what I mean? He could easily lose.
But I think they're going for the fact that he's a tremendous martial artist, and I think they also want to go over a little bit of. Not supernatural, but he not Taker, obviously.
When he catches you with that kick, it's all over type of thing.
And he is slightly mystical, and he's got little, you know, and he I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, for me, I think he's outstanding. I thought they were both outstanding. Another great match.
So what do you guys think is going to happen now? Do you think Andrade is going to the main roster, or do you think they're going to continue this feud, or do you think Black will move on to someone else, and Andrade will go to, I don't know, feud with someone else? What do you think? Roy, going to you.
It's difficult to tell, really, because anyone could get called up.
Yeah. It's true.
Because no one was expecting Elias to get called up last year.
Yeah.
You know? And he did. And he's doing amazing. I don't know. They could find someone else for Andrade. He could slot himself back into the picture. Who knows?
Flynn?
Yeah. Well, that was it. I mean, who's next? I mean, do we think Lars for Black next?
Could be. That's a good shout. I got a feeling Lars and Killian Dane has some unfinished business.
Yeah.
I think Black maybe has some with Ciampa, maybe?
Vince is going to love Lars. He's going to love him.
Yeah. You think Black and Ciampa?
But the problem is Ciampa now a threat? Because he's just lost a big match. Is he a threat for the title? And if he's not going to win it, I don't know.
So it's probably going to be Adam Cole, maybe?
Well, yeah, he's got the belt. So why would you instantly put the belt against the belt? Sure. That's something you build to.
Roderick Strong? He's now a heel?
Yeah, I guess with the faction, he's a threat.
So Roger Strong is probably the world champion. Yeah, he'll be the North American.
That could work. Something like
Bobby Fish.
Oh, they want all the
belts.
And
Kyle O'Reilly, exactly. And yeah, there you go. That's probably going to be an error.
Book it.
Okay.
But obviously, that's just purely speculation.
You agree with that, Tay?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay. Ace? Okay. And match number five, the unsanctioned match. This is the match.
Well, I actually saw that match there.
Yeah, please.
I did see that one, though.
No.
I watched it here.
So rehearsal was finished by then?
Yeah, definitely.
So, what do you think?
Then I was braiding Braun's beard.
This is a weird one for me because I was enjoying TakeOver. I was by myself, trying to get Flu and Tay to join me. And then Joe from WWE showed up and was like, hey, Skillet, where's Ace? And I was like, oh, Ace couldn't make it. He's not feeling well. Oh, okay. Well, you're gonna have to speak to Triple H in a minute. I was like, okay then. And I was thinking to myself, hold on, but there's one more match. But I still didn't say anything. I was like, all right. Give me a few minutes. Ah, man, I'm upset with Jeff from Sky Sports. He didn't show up. Okay. He didn't show up at the, he said he didn't show up at the Make-A-Wish thing. Yeah, y'all didn't show up too. And I was like, yeah, no, we didn't. That's okay. But Jeff didn't show up, and he didn't show up tonight. Fuck him. I was like, all right.
Do you add that? Or was that all the seasoning?
Actually? You gotta add a bit of a lie sometimes. You tell stories.
You don't have to. when you name people's names.
Idiot.
Yeah, but it's a personal thing with me and Jeff.
How is it?
Well,
shout out to Jeff.
Shout out to Jeff if you're listening.
Yeah, what up, Sky Sports?
Oh, yeah, big up to
Sky. We love you, Jeff. I don't know who you are. and then.
So, yeah, you got taken away.
Then they took me downstairs and they put me. You know, I had some good seats if I was out there. If I would have enjoyed it if I was at these seats throughout the whole night of the show. But it was very close to the ring. But it was kind of a weird spot at the same time because the match is unsanctioned and they're having all these crazy spots all over the stadium and I can't really see it like I want to. So I didn't really get to enjoy the match like I wanted to.
Right.
But I know it was an excellent match. But it was very good.
It was like there was a slow build. It reminded me of an old-fashioned match. They used the cement. Slow build. They had a plant in the crowd. We got the arse shot, the old me. But it's just it was slow storytelling. And at the end of the match, for me, I may be overdoing it because I'm there, I'm live. But the Austin bleeding from the head felt when Ciampa's eye was swelling at the end, and then it cut away and it cut back, and his eye was swelling even more. It had sprinklings of it was. I think it was a masterpiece. They were both in tip-top shape. They got an incredible.
Did it remind me of Crockett? The Crockett family wrestling, NWA. You might have like classic
an old,
Crockett,
exactly.
Yeah.
Slow build.
Yeah.
And the other thing, obviously, you know, we're all hardened veterans now of watching wrestling. So I very rarely, you can tell when the end of the match is coming. But they got me two or three times with false finishes. And that
they got everybody with that, man.
Very rarely gets me these days. Three or four times I went, me and Tay were up. And then, you know, and I'm not a massive, again, apologies, please don't have a go at me here, Skills. I'm not a massive Johnny Gargano or Ciampa guy.
That's fine.
But this match was outstanding.
Everyone has opinions.
Yeah. But this match was outstanding. Outstanding match. Outstanding evening.
That's fine, man. I agree with you, bro. Roy, what did you think of this match?
Fantastic. Like I was saying, I'm very much into moments and rather than moves and stuff, and this had a lot of moments in it for me, so this will be a match that I'll remember for a while, and I think I'll pick out of the show is probably the best match of the night.
Okay,
so. I think
as a match, it probably is the best match of the night.
Yeah,
I love the ladder match. I think the ladder match is very close, and I think my favourite moment of the night was the Roderick Strong heel turn, so that's probably my
The power bomb on the concrete, the power bomb onto the knees, the bit at the end where he was. He thought, oh, I can't do it. And you kind of think, oh, God, he's going to get pinned now and he's going to, because he was too nice. And then he ducks and puts him in the, you know what I mean?
Even a bit when they got emotional and Gargano delayed hitting him with the crotch. And then,
yeah, that's
and
what
it,
I mean.
And
that
they embraced.
Amazing.
It was lovely, man.
There was a little naughty chair, crotch shot to the head.
That needs to be the end of the feud now. I don't want to see no more of this now.
I wouldn't say it has to be the end of the feud, but they have to separate them now. I think you were saying.
Yeah, they have to separate them. Yeah. Like they can't. But they can always maybe draw back to the feud if they need to.
Like down the line, I mean.
If there's a belt on the line or whatever, maybe.
Ace, what was your thoughts?
I thought it was an excellent match. Great storytelling. It was long, but it didn't feel long, if that makes sense. Yeah, great match. I really enjoyed it.
All right, let's go around the room, and we'll give a ranking out of 5. Got me to you first, Tay.
For this event?
Yeah, for the pay-per-view, yeah. 4 out of 5. Roy?
5.
5 out of 5?
I can't...
Is this the best takeover ever for you?
Yeah.
Flu?
I'm agreeing with you, man.
5 out of 5.
Maybe the only thing it was missing was, I like Aleister Black, but I didn't necessarily have one of my guys on the card.
Right.
But 5 out of 5. What else can you ask for?
Flu, Ace?
I didn't see all of it, so I don't want to say, but for what I saw, it was great.
I'm conflicted. I'm going to say a 4.5 out of 5.
Did it beat Brooklyn for you?
It's weird. It's weird because I was at Brooklyn and I felt at Brooklyn I was so excited. I don't know. I was so invested more than I was in this. Even though I know how excellent this pay-per-view was.
I think maybe the main event was slightly spoiled for you because you had, what's going on with Triple H? So I have to go and do this.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think that kind of took the win of it. And then, by the way, I just want to make a quick notice. Jeff, I was only joking.
Jeff
was this joke. I've never met you. I don't know who you are. but yeah, I'm gonna say a strong 4.5.
It was outstanding.
But I think you're right. I think that is what it is.
Yeah.
Where the thing is with the whole Brooklyn thing, I predicted that the Undisputed Era was going to show up.
Yeah.
But I actually didn't really believe it, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. It's been a wild prediction. So when it came true, I kind of went crazy. So, yeah.
Outstanding.
Flu, can we please have a new segment of the show that we're going to introduce?
Yeah.
It's called Flu's Random 10 Questions. Our guests will receive 10 random questions from our co-host Flu. And Roy, you're going to be the first one to ever experience
this. Do I have to answer every single question?
If you don't mind, please.
If you've ever watched Actors Studio, it's the 10 questions originally that came from the French series Billion de Culture, hosted by Bernard Pivot.
Thank you. Can I just do a little cue in music?
That's Mastermind.
Yes, exactly.
Roy.
Yes.
Here we go. What is your favourite wrestling word?
Powder.
What is your least favourite wrestling word?
Graps.
What in wrestling turns you on creatively?
Storytelling.
What in wrestling turns you off?
Stupid moves. Like, things that are really stupid and dangerous, like when I mentioned people doing this, like sent on bombs to concrete to the outside, I just got up and left after that. So,
in wrestling, what is your favourite time a curse word has been used?
So there's one. There's like a GIF I saw recently. I remember because I was actually at that show. But there's Progress show ages ago, and a guy called Chris Travis was on it. He's like now he's passed sadly, but like one of the
rest his, the piece of Chris Travis.
Yeah. Like one of the moments because he, I think it was his debut on Progress shows, and he's kind of like in the crowd. He was on the apron, and he went to the crowd. Oh, is this an adult show? He said, "Can I swear?" And he went, and I think the crowd went yes, and he went, "Fuck," and then that was it. So it's just kind of
perfect.
Just a nice kind of a random swear. I mean, I don't really like swearing in wrestling, to be fair, actually, but that was quite cool.
Not a bit of Austin 316 says, "I just whipped your ass."
I don't think ass is a swear word.
Yeah, I agree. I know what Roy's trying to say. It's that Willow Spray, he loves to swear when he wrestles.
Yeah, it's a bit
much. It's a bit much.
What sound or noise in wrestling do you love?
Sound?
Don't blame me, blame this French fucking guy, I don't know.
A good chop.
Good shout.
Yeah.
What sound in wrestling do you hate?
When fans do the 10 thing or one, four,
two, sweet.
The two sweet. No, the two sweet things are worse because if you have a match where there's loads of false finishes, you'll just hear two sweet.
They did that tonight. The mugs.
What
forever. Profession other than your own wrestling? Would you like to attempt?
Something easy. I don't know. Acting is not easy, so I can't really say that. How easy is DJing?
Surely wrestling is acting.
DJing is a science.
To a certain extent.
Is it an easy science?
Nah, it's the most complicated thing ever.
No, not DJing.
Nah, yeah.
Football, yeah, football.
What profession would you not like to do?
Teaching.
And finally, if heaven exists, what would you like Andre the Giant to say to you when you arrive at the pearly gates?
I really enjoyed your 20 WrestleMania matches that you had before you died.
Sick.
Excellent.
Every single one of them was a 7-star classic, and you deserve to have every single match.
I think it's going to happen, brother. Well, good job. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Roy. That awesome. Was Flu's Random 20 Questions.
20!
Okay. Are we looking forward to WrestleMania 34, guys?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Last night, we gave our predictions. What's going to happen? Roy, can we come to you about your predictions?
Yeah, cool.
Roy, can you give us? I'm going to throw out some matches randomly.
Yeah. Because if we did every match, we'll be here till till 5.
Well, we're going to do every match, but we're just going to do it in random order and just going to see. Give me who you think is going to win.
Okay. Start with Alexa. Well, you don't know the order of the cards, so no, how can they're going to be random?
It's a good point. Alexa Bliss versus Nia Jax.
Nia Jax and then Carmella Cashin.
The first ever women's battle royal.
Sasha.
That's what I think as well.
Men's.
The men's Andre the Giant Memorial.
Shaq. Aces. OG
Andrade Cien Almas.
Ooh, what
that
a
is
shout.
A great shout.
What a shout.
Yeah.
That's a great shout.
That's a great shout, man. Love it.
And Zelina Vega will be there and everything. Ooh, that could happen. Cedric Alexander versus Mustafa Ali for the Cruiserweight title.
Cedric.
Yeah, that's what I said. The Bar versus DJ Ace and Braun Strowman.
DJ Ace and Braun Strowman, of course.
And who do you think the mystery person is?
DJ Ace.
Okay.
Ace,
quite you. Charlotte versus Asuka.
Asuka.
Bobby Roode versus Jinder Mahal versus Randy Orton versus Rusev Day.
Jinder.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Finn Balor versus The Miz versus Seth Rollins for the Intercontinental title.
Finn Balor.
The Usos.
Usos versus Bludgeons versus The New Day.
The Bludgeon Brothers.
No way!
We want Usos to retain.
What you want and what you're going to get might be completely different things. You've got to be prepared for this.
That's a good point.
In life.
Yeah.
KO and Sami Zayn versus Daniel Bryan and Shane McManaman.
Daniel Bryan and Shane.
Really?
Yep.
So KO and Sami will be fired?
Fired from SmackDown. When I heard the words from SmackDown, I thought, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Handy draft in a couple of weeks. Yeah. Right, yeah. We were saying maybe if he does get candy, Sami Zayn comes back as El Generico. Because apparently his Twitter feed's a bit alive again. He started using
his Twitter account again, yeah.
Interesting stuff. AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura.
I think the winner for that is going to be wrestling.
Yeah.
I don't.
That's a political answer.
Please, I can't call it.
You have to say one name.
Shinsuke. Seems to be the one that most people are confused over.
Yeah.
Shinsuke.
I'll say Shinsuke just because he won the Rumble and
nobody's ready for Shinsuke.
No, that's very wrong.
That's the other Japanese person.
Wow.
Okay. You think your day or time is going to show up and cost Shinsuke the match?
No. I don't think
he's in the press office for no reason. He's doing press. Why? When did you
tell us about the random conversation?
He's doing press because he works for WWE.
He's never done press before.
And he had time.
So I said, Hideo, why are you here? I nearly quit, and then they put me back, and now I'm talking to you.
And apparently I've become French.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, I can't do a Japanese accent.
Okay. Probably for the best.
You probably shouldn't. Yeah.
No. Ronda Rousey versus Stephanie McMahon versus Kurt Angle versus Triple H.
Ronda and Kurt, they can't.
You don't think Ronda's going to turn heel and join for forces what? For Triple H and stuff?
And do what?
Beat up Kurt Angle.
Not
and
do promos.
Bring in Shayna Baszler and bring in all the four horsewomen involved.
No,
it's not going to happen. So Ronda Rousey, Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brock Lesnar.
Ronda will make Steph tap out.
Yeah.
Break her arm. Brock versus Roman Reigns is the main event. I don't think I missed that match, have I, guys?
No.
Cool.
Brock versus Roman Reigns.
Cena Undertaker.
We'll go to that. We'll end it with that.
Roman.
Yeah.
And Undertaker versus Wyatt versus John Cena.
The Brundertaker.
Did you? Have we explained this theory on the podcast?
Yeah.
Or was this before we started recording?
Yeah, no, we did. I remember. Yeah, Skills was talking random shit at the beginning. Yeah, so right,
okay. Underwire.
Underwire.
Versus.
So he bollocks us. He bollocked you because what you said might be speculation, and then he comes out with that beautiful.
Well, what was the speculation? Oh, I didn't bollock at him. I just asked him, "Is it
No, that was you had some serious bass in your voice when you.
You're crazy. I asked a normal question.
When you turn into a news reporter, news reporter Skillet.
Answer the question, Atari. Yeah, yeah. Why are you French?
But you missed using the Kenton name. He started laughing. He's like, "Yeah, I do. Hold on, I don't want to talk about the past."
I don't want to talk about the past.
Why is he from, like,
I don't know. Alabama? I can't do his accent. I could do Shinsuke's. All right,
no, you really can't.
Me, tough head. All right, so, Roy.
Yes.
Undertaker, American Badass or not?
I reckon so, yeah.
I hate this.
Look at that height.
It's going to happen.
I don't want to see Kid Rock and Undertaker.
It's going to happen.
But it's kind of coincidental that Kid Rock's been inducted. And
no, one thing as well. Kid Rock's theme was never a memorable theme.
Yeah, but American Badass is such a theme.
Yeah, that wasn't a memorable theme. That wasn't the one he came out to week in, week out.
Yeah,
because keep on rolling, rock. It was the
it was but though, American Badass was out, for a bit.
Yeah, I remember. That was my favorite.
I remember that.
Oh, I remember Limp
Bizkit. When he came out, he's here.
I remember Limp Bizkit. Keep rolling. And I remember the other one he had. Dead Man Walking. You got it now.
That was terrible.
Oh, that was horrible.
Done made a freak mistake. No, man. I remember
this is the cheapest version of my song.
And does the Kid Rock one go?
Exactly. I remember it, but I'm not going to sing it.
I'm American
Badass. Because it had a really cool, the really cool intro.
You can roll with Rocky, you can suck my
say
dick.
Hey,
I'm a porno flick. It might be Amazing Grace. I'm going to fuck some hoes. I've got to rock this place.
Huh?
How do you remember that?
I'm a proud boy. I'm a singer in black. Some, I don't know. Lynch
some black.
I did not say that. I'm a singer in black.
Is that what he said? You guys want him to come out to this? Wow. I think it's going to come out with a Confederate flag, isn't it? It's going to come out with a Confederate flag.
I'm a bad boy. I'm going to lynch a black. I'm going to vote Trump.
I didn't say that.
Nice.
So yeah,
for this, you want this to happen?
Yeah.
Kid was going to come out wearing Paul Bearer gear.
No, that's not. That's, no.
If the American Badass was English, would he be called the English Naughty Bottom?
Probably.
Neil Flewellyn, the English Naughty Bottom.
Yeah.
Terrible.
I am the English Naughty Bottom.
Yeah, that's probably what happens.
Well, don't judge it until you see it.
Okay, and also, do you think this match is going to be good? No, it's not.
Don't judge it until you see it.
No, but Taker couldn't move last.
He could be doing DDP yoga for a whole year.
Yeah. I'm still excited about it. I'm still excited about the moment.
Taker destroyed DDP's WWE career. So
maybe he owed him the endorsement then for DDP yoga.
Yeah, maybe. DDP does forgive. Okay. All right, I guess we can sign off.
You can.
Should we go out to Farfetch Street, drink some beers?
We're going out on the lash again.
Yeah,
where?
Farfetch Street.
Where's that?
That's the next one that everybody says bourbon and it's Farfetch.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Is it 3 o'clock in the morning?
It's 3 o'clock.
No, it's the same as last.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
How did we take so long?
I think tonight's a wrap.
How did we take so long to do the boys here?
I'm here tomorrow.
But tomorrow's Sunday.
So? Tomorrow's after WrestleMania.
That makes sense.
We go home when on Monday?
Yeah.
Monday evening.
You get pissed off after
this And we're going to end with your Triple H press conference.
Yeah, sure.
Tell them what it is.
Yeah, what was
so, after NXT TakeOver, I was taken to a back room.
Wow.
Triple H was in a towel.
I had to wait 15 minutes.
He demanded a massage from Skillet.
I had to wait 15 minutes, and all you hear was, dum, dum, dum. Play the game. I was like,
time to play on my balls.
Lights went off. Time to play the game. And then the green lights come on. Triple H was in his bath towel, and he kicked me in the nuts, pedigreed me through a table, and I had to ask him some questions. So this is what it is. But I've only asked one question, and there's a bunch of other media people there who asked their questions too. So this is a little media junket that Triple H wanted the world to know about, and it's very much about NXT.
Cool. Enjoy this. We'll have another show for you guys tomorrow.
Cool.
Peace.
Thank you,
Brian. How's everybody doing tonight? Cool. Thank you for doing this. I really appreciate you guys coming here. Man, it's hard not to come in here smiling after that. These guys and girls never cease to amaze me in the hunger, the desire, the drive that they put out here in NXT. You know, it's just a different vibe. And that's really exciting to me. And every time we get done one, I'm really excited, and then the next thought is that I got to follow that in a couple of months. And how do we do that? And so far, we've been able to figure out a way to do it, or they have, anyways. But it's hard to put into words how proud I am of all of them. And you know, to be honest, I just said it on Facebook, but it's a team to make this all work. It's an amazing team to make this all work. The talent deliver on every level, but also the fan base that comes here. And there's a desire to see what we're doing. There's a desire to see this level of performance, and it's just different, you know, and this style. It's exciting to see how excited they are for that. And it's not a gimmick. It's not a just a saying that we are NXT thing, but it's the truth. There's a desire to see this, and when you partner that desire with the desire to give it to them, that everybody has here that works on this brand, because most of the people that are here working on this brand, take the talent side out of it, are doing it because they love it. They don't have to do it as part of their gig. They're doing it because they love it, and they want to be a part of this extra thing that's happening within the company. So,
question, how great is it to go back to the UK, and why do you love going back to the UK so much? And also, as there already is a UK champion, what is the prize in the second tour?
So it'll be 2 days. We're giving you a scoop. Be 2 days, Royal Albert Hall. 2 days back-to-back, I believe. I don't have the paper in front of me. It's been a long day, but I believe it's the 18th and 19th, Royal Albert Hall. First day will be a full-on UK tournament. The winner of that UK tournament, and there'll be other matches on there as well, but the winner of that UK tournament will go on the next day to face the UK champion. That second day card will be sort of a combined UK NXT sort of event with a lot of UK talent, but I haven't determined the card yet, but there will be NXT champions, NXT stars kind of blended into it. I see the UK brand being an NXT. You know, I said it today at the Business Partner Summit. If you envision territories, the territory system in the US from years ago, just picture it on a global level now. UK, Middle East, India, South America, Australia. That's long term. Look, a year ago, I told you about the UK. It took a little longer than I would have hoped for it to all kind of take place. But this is a step in that direction of that being exactly what I talked about, I don't know, year and a half ago. Whatever. Unbelievable. At Royal Albert Hall, I wrestled there. I think I wrestled on one of the last wrestling cards in Royal Albert Hall. Was WWE worked there, I think in 96. I was on that card. Spectacular building. History there is unbelievable. This last trip that I made to the UK for business meetings, I don't know, a month or so ago or a couple months ago, I went to go see it again. Just, you know, I've been wanting to run there for a while. It's hard to get dates there. Very difficult to get dates there. Obviously, a Monday and a Tuesday is not ideal, but they had opened up, so I grabbed them. Oh yeah, it'll be full 2 nights. I'm expecting London to come out in all its glory.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll give you what we got.
Two. Free was somebody who first originally debuted in NXT many, many years ago. He went away. He's back now. How excited were you to see him in the progression in NXT?
I'm very excited. You know, it's always interesting to see like that talent that can go someplace. Sometimes it takes time to find yourself and to find what's right and to find that opportunity and realize, man, that didn't work here, but I'm going to go someplace else. Yeah, I'm going to tweak it like this and see what I can do here, and or be given just a different opportunity and a different path to grow. That's what this business is. It just takes time and reps and doing it and experience. So the more you can do that in other places, that's what I'm talking about with this whole system, right, of other places, is when you can have other places to go do that. But other places that can, for us, other places that can teach you what we do, which is a different level of production. It's a different level of television. We make a TV show that happens to be about professional wrestling. You know, we're not just pointing a camera and shooting something. It's a different way of approaching it. And to be able to teach that on a global basis, so that feeder system becomes where they already have that basis of the fundamentals across the board coming in, that learning curve. Now everything just goes up exponentially. If we can begin to put that in other places, guys that don't make it the first time, like an EC3, can move into one of the other places, but the learning curve stays. It's not going someplace else and then coming back here with a new character and a new vibe, and it works, but you still got to come back here now and figure out the production again and figure out the television part again, and it starts over. If we can begin to teach that everywhere on all levels, game changer.
Thank you.
Thank you.